Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin. We're holding the sixth line from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara begins, Mistamach va'ozor Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya akasvei d'Reb Simloi Shamei. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, as you all know, was not Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi, but rather the Einikol of Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi. When we speak about Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi, that is the codifier of the Mishnayos, otherwise known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He had an Einikol whose name was Ulter Rabbi Yehuda, who was no longer a Tana but Namoira. To distinguish between the two and to eliminate confusion, Chazal, throughout the Gemara, when referred to the second Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, they call him Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. Anyway, it says Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya had a shamis by the name of Rabbi Simloi. And here Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya was leaning on Rabbi Simloi's ketafayim, his shoulders. Presumably he was elderly, and therefore he needed a little support. And the Yehuda Nesi is now talking to his shamiz, and Amalei Simloi, lo yisa emesh v'bismanish, you weren't in bismanish yesterday, kishitani es ha-shemen, when we were mat ha-shemen. Remember back in the Mishnah, we had that the Chachamim made numerous takonois, mishum chasnus. Chasnus means we did not want there to be intermarriage. And how can you get to intermarriage if there's too much fraternalization between Yidden and Goyim? And therefore they said, you know, stay away from Goyim, because if you're going to become too close, Chas v'Shalom, you know what's going to happen? One is going to learn from the other, Rachmud Litzlan, and it will not be good. So therefore they made a number of takunas. The primary one is the Stam Yenam. We're not talking about Yayin Nesach. Yayin that was Nesnasach on the Goyish Mizbeach, that's Osir Min HaToyra. Here we're talking about Stam Yenam, not to go and drink together with your fellow Goy, because if you start drinking, especially in a bar, things can get very freilich, and it could lead, one thing could lead to the next, could lead to the next. And back in the Mishnah we learned that not only did they Osir Yayin, but even Pas the Shemen. So, in our Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nesi is telling Rabbi Simloi, his Shamis, the good news. You missed out yesterday. Yesterday we were Matir Es HaShemen. And therefore, you are allowed to go and buy Shemen from a Goy, and this old Takana and Gzeira no longer applies. How can you go and be Mavatil a Gzeira unless you have a Bezdin which is greater in age and dominion? What was the Lashna HaGemara? Ein goizim zivu tzibur em kein godl mimenu b'chochum dominion. How were they able to do that? That was already yesterday's Gemara, and the Gemara concluded because the Isser of Shemen was never nispashit be'roiv Yisrael. So it was always, if you will, a somewhat tenuous gezeira, because it wasn't niskabel throughout Klal Yisrael, and therefore you can, in such a situation, go and remove the gezeira. But even there, it has to be under the auspices of a bezin. It's not that you or I can just simply say, well, since it wasn't niskabel, so who cares? No, no, no. You have to have a new bezin. This was the bezin of Rabbi Yehuda and Nesiya. Yes, Ariel. No question about it. However, there are certain things where Exeter Shein Roiv Tzibri Choylem the Kabbalah. In other words, it's all very fine that you say in New York, don't buy the Shemen of a Goy, because there are many different outlets where you can go and get Shemen otherwise, with a Heksher, without a Heksher, but you don't have to go and buy from a Goy. But if you happen to live in some rural community somewhere where there are no olive trees and there are no Jews that are selling or producing Shemen, your only outlet is to go and buy from a Goy. Otherwise, and Shemen, of course, is something which is a very basic commodity. Not only do people use it for salad dressing, but you need it also for Neder Shabbos, and you need it for Hanukkah, and you need it for all types of wonderful things. So, if there's no outlet, if you're going to say, sorry, you can't. My wife and I were in Russia about 40 years ago. At that time, we went on a shlichus on behalf of the Vad Latzolus Nidche Yisrael. This was the days before Gorbachev. Yuri Andropov at that time was the president or whatever he was called, prime minister, the head of the Communist Party, and the local Jews, whenever they said the word Andropov, they always added Yimach Shemoy Vezichroi. So he was considered to be a very bad guy. I could talk to you about that trip for a long time, but that's my point is, we visited one of the Russian Bali Tshuva in his home, and we noticed a stack of boxes, one on top of the other, from the floor to the ceiling. And we asked, what's in all of these boxes? And they said, candles. They must have had at least 2,000, 3,000 candles. We asked, what do you need so many candles for? I mean, for Shabbos you need 2, 3, 5 candles, but you don't need. So he says, you don't understand. I believe this was in Moscow. We would both visit a couple of places. He says, here in Moscow you can't get candles. Nowhere. No supermarket, no grocery store, no pharmacy. You can't get candles. Every once in a while, the balabus, the head of the household, would travel to St. Petersburg or another city where you could get candles, and automatically he would go and buy 1,000 at a time, because it's not only for himself, but all other people in Moscow, for the whole community, that they just didn't have. And this way he would be able to supply them all for Shabbosim and for Yom Tovim and whatever with candles. So, similarly, back in the good old days, if you lived in a community which was mostly goyim, there were no Jews, and you needed shemen, so there are certain times when Chazal recognized that you have gzeirish she'ein roiva tzibur yecholim lameba. And shemen, again, today we only think of it as salad dressing and lighting Hanukkah candles or whatever. But in the good old days, they used to light their lanterns, they used to light their fires. So, you know, it was a very basic commodity, and if you couldn't get it from Jewish sources, you're going to be stuck. So under those circumstances, the Chachamim recognize that certain gzeiros cannot be implemented everywhere. Anyway, so bottom line is, Yehuda Nasiya used that as the basis for removing the gzeira on Shemen. If you recall, we already had this simloy yesterday, where when Rav was told that simloy, Ludoi, who comes from Lud, was Mefarsim and told everybody the Yehuda Nasiya was Mevatel the Gzeira on Shemen, so Rav kind of poo-pooed it, and he said, don't bring me a raya from Simloi Ludo, Shani Ludoi Dimzalzali. The people in Lud, you know, kind of, if you will, modern Orthodox, and they Mzalzal Dinim Dirabanan. It's just thrown in just as a joke. But anyway, and so therefore you can't rely on Simloi. And after that he kind of changed his mind, because Shmuel said, should I tell Simloi what you told about him, what you said about him? Iksif, and kind of Rav is a little embarrassed, and he spoke a little bit kind of out of turn. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara. So bottom line is, Rebbe Nasiya, leaning on his Shama Simloi, told him the good news, you missed it yesterday when we were Matur Shem. So now Rebbe Simloi says, Omaloi, b'yameinu tater apesapas. Rebbe Nasiya, if you have that power, you know what, it would be a good idea if you could extend the heter and be mevatel the din on pas akum as well. Because that's also something which is a basic commodity, a basic necessity, and where we live in Lud or wherever this took place, not easy to get hold of pas yisrael at all times, so halavai, you should be able to matter that too. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, I couldn't do that, because then I'm going to get a reputation as being a real makel. Every halacha, yeah, I can makel on this, you can be makel on that. As you know, in many communities, they put up Erevin, and almost every community you have dissidents. We're not talking about a small rural community, we only have 20 people. But any type of large metropolitan area, and you put up an Erev, automatically there's going to be machloikas. And 99% of the time, the dissidents who are not happy, they're going to go and say about the rabbi that gives the hechsher on the Erev, they're going to call him the Erev Rav. Not a very nice term, but that's what they call the Erev Rav. So that's what the Yehuda Nasiya is saying over here. I'm going to get a reputation, my best is going to be getting a reputation of being Sharia, you're with a Matirim. Where do we find this type of concern? That now we have a Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda Ish Sereida. In the original Mishnah, it leaves out the word Rebbe. It just says, Hey, it Yosef ben Yezer. Some Girsas have, Hey, it Yosef ben Yezer, Ish Tzreita. So Rabbi Yosi ben Yezer went and said three halachas. Number one, Al Ayil Kamtza Dochein. We'll see in the one at the bottom of the Umid. Ayil Kamtza is the name of a species of grasshopper. As you know, we Ashkenazi Shiidim do not eat any grasshoppers. But the Torah says you're allowed to eat certain types, but it has to have very specific siman. We get to Chulin Miyat Hashem. There's a two or three dafim that deal with the kosher simonim on grasshoppers. We have lost that nesoira over the years, and therefore we don't eat grasshoppers. But in places like Yemen, and even in Eretz Israel today, if you have Yemenite Jews, many of them even today continue eating kosher grasshoppers. But obviously you have to have a nesoira on the simonim to allow you to do that. So Yosef ben Yezer said, oh, you know the famous Ayil Kamtza. That's the name of a particular type of grasshopper. Dochein. The word dochein in Aramaic means it's kosher, it's tohar. You're allowed to eat it. So that was heter number one. Heter number two, about mashke beis mitbachaya, dochein. Mashke mitbachaya is referring to mashke in the besmigdish, and specifically in the azara, next to where they shechted the kabbonis every single day. On the side had a place called the Beis Mitbachayim. Beis Mitbachayim was where they would go and strip the karbonis of the oir of the skin, and automatically there was a lot of blood and there was a lot of water in the Beis Mitbachayim. So that's the mashke that we're talking about. Said Rabbi Yudin, this is not Rabbi Yudin this year, Rabbi Yosef ben Yezer, that mashke is dochein, is tohar. What exactly does that mean that it's tohar? We'll have a machloikis on the days between Rav and Shmuel. So we'll get to that soon. And then there was a third heter, Ba'al Dikariv Lemesa, wherever it gets close to a mess and touches a mess, Misoev. He is Tomei. The Gemara is going to ask a very, very obvious question. You're telling me that Yosef ben Yezer was a great maker. So that he says a particular type of grasshoppers kosher, that's a cool, I wouldn't have known. To go and say that the mashke beis mitbachayim is tohoir, another chiddush, I wouldn't have known. But what does he say? The yikrov lemeisa, whoever touches a mess, misoiv is tamei. Number one, that's a befeirish pasuk in the Torah, in beginning of Parshas Chukas, whoever touches a mess, becomes tamei. Number two, that's not a kula, that's a chimra. He's saying if you touch a mess, you become tamei. Because of that, that's a dvar heter. Gemara is going to discuss that in the Yomid Beis in some detail. The korolei, as a result of the fact that he issued these three heterim, they gave him the name Yosef Sharia, Yosef the Matir. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is saying, Chamoira, if I'm going to go and be matir, not only shemen, but also pas, they're also going to go and call me Yehuda Nasiya, the matir, the one that gives all the heterim, all of the coolest. You want a cooler? You know the address, give a call to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, and he'll find the heter for you. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said to Simloi. So Simloi said back to him, Amalei, Hashem Shoretlas, Umar Shorechod. There, the reason why Yosef ben Yezer got this name, because he was matter three things. The grasshopper, the basement pachayim, and the one that touches the mess. Okay, that's three. It's like a chazoka. Umar sharechodah, you only give one heter, and your heter was for the shemen. Vishori mar chodachrinti, even if you add one more shemen. And pas, akati tatinulav, you only have two, you don't have three. So no problem. You don't even know, but I was already matir a second halacha in addition to the shemen. And if we're going to add now pas, now it's going to be three altogether. So Frey Timura Mahi, can you give me examples of what you mean? Well, what do I mean I was matir achriti? Did not, we have a Mishnah. Person gives a get to his wife. Person is apparently going on a trip, vacation, business trip, whatever it happens to be. And what does he say? This should be your get. For I do not return. In other words, I don't want you to be an aguna forever. If I'm not back in 12 months, Hari Zaget, Zagita Echelibos, Mikanash Lechem Chayesh. And guess what happened? The person passed away in the middle of the Shnei Masa Chodesh, in the 6th month, 10th month, whatever, before the end of the 12 months. Shtok the Mishnah, ain't a get. The get is not effective. Why is the get not effective? Because there was a Tanai built in. This is a kusha get if I don't come back until 12 months. Okay, so we have to now wait 12 months and see if he comes back or not. Guess what happens? Before the 12 months elapsed, he died. Okay, so now let's wait until the 12 months end, and now there's going to be a get. Ain't get liachamisa. Now you're going to go and tell me, what do you need a get for? He died. So of course the marriage terminates. Not the big nafkimina. Nafkimina, the primary nafkimina that our Gemara deals with, is the question of yibam. What happens if the person died, Rachman al-Slan, and left no kindalach, but he did leave over brothers? Will the amana have to worry about yibam v'chalitza or not? So straight to in the Mishnah, ain't a get, the get is no get, because ain't get la'achar misa, and as a result, she will fall the yibam v'chalitza to the yafa. V'toni Allah, and the price it says, v'rabbein rabbi seini tirua li'nosa. They said, no, you don't have to worry about yibam, you don't have to worry about chalitza, in the Rebbe's ramata li'nuse, to go and hug m'chasana. Why was the rabbi seinu? So Yomar Rav Amrin and Man Rabbi Seinu, where's then the Groyser Rebbes that you're talking about? Omer Vira Meshmiel, Bezdina Deshara Mashcha, oh, that same Bezdin that was Matr Shemin, meaning Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia said, it is a good get. So you're wondering, why is it a good get? I, Mehalendach, ain't get Lachamisa. Savor like Rabbi Yoisi, because Rabbi Yehuda Nesia holds like Rabbi Yoisi. The Omer Zman Shoshtar Mechia Chulam. What does Yomar mean? We'll see in Miyat Yishem another couple of lines. What happens if a person writes in a get, Harzegitech may achshav im leibasi mikan ad shnei masa chodesh. This get should be chal now, if I don't come back in 12 months. What happens? If chas v'shalom, the person doesn't come back in 12 months, she's not get from that time in 12 months from now. She's get from now. It works lemafreya, retroactively. Ah, Zoktochiyat Yehuda Nesia. Even though in this get it doesn't use the term Me'achshav, it just says Hari Zegitech Im Leibasi Mikan Vatri Masa Chodesh. But because the get begins with a date, with a Ta'arich, Erev Rish Chodesh of Erev Rish Chodesh Menachem of Lemushel, since it has a date. Ah, so if and when Cholila the husband passes away, it's as if it says Me'achshav, because I'm measuring the 12 months Taka Me'achshav from now. I'm not measuring the 12 months from yesterday or from tomorrow or from next week, from the date of the get. So it's as if it says Me'achshav. Ah, since everybody agrees Me'achshav, it would be a get. It says our Gemara, the Yehuda Nesia extended this halacha, even if it did not say Me'achshav. Savak Rabbi Yosef, it's Manu Shoshtar Mechichalot. V'yom Rab Abba B'reid Rab Chia Bar Abba. Who is this Rabbi Seinu? We just said Rabbi Seinu Hitirua. Who is this? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, meaning Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. And Hoira, he was the one that was Matar, meaning he was the one that said that it is a get. It's not a get lachamisa. And as a result, she doesn't have to worry about Yim Mechalitza. Amachaya, it's a kushra get after all. But he was kind of a das yochid in his time. Other Tamid Chacham, other Rabunim, other Paskim, other Bateidinim were not Maskel Koshatimin throughout his lifetime until he passed away. The Amrilah and others have a different gifts, and not Koshatim, nor Kol Siyata. Siyata means even people on his own best, and even his own local friends, people, Tamid Chacham in his community, also were not Maskel. Oh, so bottom line is, what do we have from that? We have that Yehuda Nesia was matir two things. Number one, Shemin. And number two, this get, when he said these words, Im Libos, we come out your name also Chodesh, says now Yehuda Nesia to Reb Simlui, if I'm going to be matir pas, they're going to say about me what they say about Reb Yosi ben Yezer, that I'm, just like the Reb Yosi ben Yezer, they call them Yosef Sharia, they're going to go and call me Yehuda Sharia. And if I don't want to have that reputation that, you know, you need a heter, you need a killer, go and send an email, go and place a telephone call to Rabbi Yehuda Nasir. Ezukti Moravait. Later Bluza Lihisaba. And of course, if Barry wants to, he's going to tell us what the Toysis says about who that Saba is. Zokti Mora, Rabbi said, Rabluza said, Saba, Kishri Sua, Li Alta Shri. I'm sorry? Ayona, very good. Where's that Toysis? Davav at the top. And then if Barry's on, he's going to tell us, but there's an exception to the rule in a Gemara in Shabbos, Eidavin, etc. But anyway, so normally who Saba in the Gemara means, according to that Yesh Mepharshim in the Toysis, it means Eliyahu Navi. So Rabbi Yehuda said to Saba, Kishri Suha, when Rabbi Yehuda the Seer was matir, Li'al Tishri Suha, Tulayasi, Oidim Lachshim Musachoydish, Tulayim Lai Tanoi. Meaning, what did we just say now? That according to Rabbi Yehuda the Seer, if a person said, if I don't come back for a full year, then how is it get? He didn't say me'akshah. He said, if I don't come back within a year, how is it get? What do I learn from that? Since there is a date built into the get, I interpret it as if it says me'akshah. Okay, Rachman al-Islam, the person passed away after 3 months. When do I say the get is chal? Is it chal on the spot when he dies? Or do I have to wait again to 12 months? And then I work backwards, lima freya. That was the kash of the yes. The obvious nafkamin is, when can the woman get remarried? Can she get remarried already now? Okay, not now, mama, she have to wait 3 months to be the kinishiyakir between his son and the other one's son. Fine. But can you get married after 3 months, or do you have to wait until the whole year is over and then it works the mafreya? That was the shayla that he asked. Zeh get to shayla. Great tomorrow. Why are you only asking the shayla in the case of Rabbi Yehuda Nasir, that was matir, when it doesn't say me'achshav, tiboy l'cham asnisit, titnan, the mishta kuli al memoide says, how is it, gitech me'achshav, the get should be chal from now, the mafreya im lebusim, mikan ad shnei musa chodesh, umes betosh shnei musa chodesh, have a get. Why is it a get? He came late tonight. He was mekayim the tonight. The tonight was, I'm not going to come back for 12 months. He taka didn't come back for 12 months. Now, but he's on the oilam emes. He passed away. So kim afreng hashala on that mishnah. The tiboylach la'al to have a get of the loy asa. As soon as the person passed away, do I say, it already works the mafreya. He's obviously not coming back in 12 months. The boy nishalem took him up to the oilam emes. Oy, tell me, maybe you have to wait out. The achiyu beis chaydish to a kaim late tonight. You have to wait for the whole tonight. So this shayla is a beautiful shayla, but it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda Nasir. This, you can ask this on kol hachazal, everybody that agrees to that other mishnah in Masechtas Gittin, harizek gitter me'ashav, when is the get chal? Is it chal as soon as the person passes away? Or is it only chal after 12 months and it works the mafreya? You're 100% right. We could have, would have, should have asked the shayla on that mishnah. Since this Saba was together with the Minyan, from this Loshen Smasha, it's not the same who Saba Eliyahu Navi, because he says that he was part of the Minyan, meaning part of the Bezdin of Rabbi Yehuda Nasir that was Matir. So he says, you're obviously familiar with the whole Sugya, because after all, you were Matir Rabbi Yehuda Nasir. Tell me, what are the parameters of that Heter? Is it Heter on the spot? That as soon as he dies, she's allowed to go and marry? Or do we have to wait until 12 months are over and go back, l'mafreya? The same shayla we could have asked l'gabe, if it says befeirish l'mafreya, but l'masa, masa shahoye kachoye, that they asked him, since he participated in the bed, b'yun nasir, what's the din l'gabe, since relying on Rabbi Yossi, and saying that it's your good to get, is it get immediately, or do you have to wait until the year is up? Okay, Zoktimar Omer Abaye. Now Abaye comes to explain the machloikis between Rabbi Nasir and the other Chachamim, and he wants to show that the machloikis is not a broad machloikis, but it's a very narrowly defined machloikis in terms of the Heichatimtza, in terms of the details. And Abaye doesn't use the expression about but rather he gives us a simpler case, but the same principles apply to our case, What is the case he talks about? Meaning, a husband gives his wife a get at night, right after Seisak Echovim, Rebbeinu Tam Zman, and now he says to his wife, when will this get bicha? So we're going to have three cases that Abai is going to mention. Everybody agrees that if he says to his wife, Hari Zegita, this is your get, when the sun rises in the morning and comes out of its nartik, comes out of its enclosure, oh, since he said, it means that the get should be chal tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock at Netzachama, when the chama comes out. What happens if this person unfortunately dies in the middle of the night? Since he said that the get should be chal, it's only going to be chal 6 o'clock in the morning, and guess what? By that time, Nebuchadnezzar's dead. Ein get li achar misa. Therefore, she is an almana, she is not a grusha, and as a result, she's going to have to worry about yibam, assuming that she has no children. By the way, there's another nafkamina too, which we didn't speak out, but which is obvious to everyone. If she has the status of a grusha, she cannot marry a kohen hedget, but if she has the status of an almana, she can marry a kohen hedget. Okay. Zer kuli alma, hatomai. Because he said very clearly, Likishataitse. So that's the same thing over here. That if he were to go and say to his wife, Harizikitlich, Kishaloi Ovoi Mikan Achne Masachai, she uses that same expression. Like, not Likishataitse Chamenatika, but Kishaloi Ovoi Mikan Achne Machai, if and when I do not return within 12 months. Oh, he said, when I don't return. So then Kuli Al Moida, even Rabbi Huda Nasiya, that he wanted that the get should only be chal then, not lemafreya, even though there's a date in the get, makes no difference. Even Rabbi Nasi would agree, this is not a get, ain't get lachamis. Now what happens if he were to say, harizekitech almanas, on the condition, shetaitzech almanatika, that on the condition that the chama is going to rise in the morning, then, you know, that's kind of a funny expression. I give you this get on the condition that the chama will rise. When's the last time the chama did not rise in the morning? Since the time of creation, the chama always rises in the morning. Okay, we had three cases where the chama stood still in the middle of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua ben Nun, and Nakdim ben Gurion. But we never had a situation where the sun didn't rise in the morning. Baruch Hashem, the sun always rises in the morning. If you say, Al-Manashim Teitzei Chamer Atika, then Me'ashav Ka'om Allah. Then he meant to say is that the get should be chal now. And if and when Chas Hashem passes away during the night, that tonight is chal in the morning when the chama comes out min atika, the get mechaimu, and the get is a get mechaim, and therefore she is taka a gerusha and does not have to worry about yim mechalitza. Kiravuna diyam ravuna. Whoever says, I'm giving this to you on tonight, once you're Mekayim, the tonight, it happens from now. Okay, since it's tonight and the get was that the sun has to rise, as soon as the sun rises, get this chalimafre. That everybody agrees, not only Buda Nusir, even the Chachom. And that would be the same thing as now, if he says, Ze gitech al menas shloi ovoi betoich shnei masa chodesh, and he doesn't come back in shnei masa chodesh, since he says al menas, it's going to be achshav dami. Everybody would agree, it's an effective get, she does not fall yibam. So lenech lekri viz yodam achlaikis, el be'im teitzei, which if you go back to the fourth wide line, that was the expression, Ze gitech im loi basi. Im teitzei means im teitzei chamenatika. So what's the shaila im teitzei? Im teitzei chamenatika. If you know, I'm not saying so, well, the Krib Yoysi, the Yom Zman, the Shoshtamich, Yechola, Vavle, Kim, Niyayoy, Im, Meisi. Kim, Me'achshav, Meisi. By the fact that it has the date inside the get, when he says, Im, Loi, Ovoi, or in this case, Im, Teitzei, Chamenatika, that's Me'achshav, Im, Teitzei. And since in the morning, Baruch Hashem, the chama did go out of its natika, the sun did rise, so automatically it's me'achshav, and therefore it's a good to get. Rabban Lassel and Rabbi Yossi the Chacham disagree. Why do they disagree? It's because he didn't say Me'akshav, and he does not hold that the Zman Shoshtar shows the date of the Shtar. It's not considered to be Me'akshav. Vavle Kezeh Gitech Emesi Greda. Rather, when he says Im Mesi Mehayim, the lotion is im teitzei cham minatika, not kishetze teitzei, and not al menashe teitzei, no im teitzei. And the same thing is by uns zekitech im loy bossi mikan vachnei masachodish, that im does not tell you any meyachshav, that means im meisi, if and when chuliv I should pass away, and guess what, or if and when the cham is yoytze minatika, or if and when I don't come back in 12 months, so if and when. So when will this be chal? At that time. Guess what? At that time he passed away. Ain't get the achamis. So with this, Abaye has defined the parameters of the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya and Rabban. With this, we have concluded the shtickle. Remember, how did we start off? Simlui said to his Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda and Nasiya, if you could only be matter not only the shemen but also the pas, that would be wonderful for Klal Yisrael. Pinnasiya says, I can't do that because people will call me the Michael Ruf, one that's always Michael with all the hetayim. Can't do that. He said, but you only were matter one thing. Now you be matter two things. No, I was already matter two things: the shemen and this get of this particular set of circumstances. Of im loy basim mikanchim baschaydish. I already gave two hetayim. If I'm going to add pas, I'll have three, and I'll be known as the grace of Michael. That's correct. That's correct. If we're going to add now pas, then people will say, "Oh, he's the big Michael. He's the big matir." They used to say about there was a Grace of Poisik Reb Chaskel wrote with a Satmar Adayin in Buru Park for many years. He was a tremendous Poisik. Old Chassidim went to him, and even the Litvisher recognized him as being a big Poisik. And so he was a tremendous, tremendous Mekel in many different halachas, but he had the broad shoulders to be Mekel. But of course, like everybody in Klal Yisrael, even Moshe Rabbeinu had dissident. So some people would dismiss it and say, as the Michael Ruf, Rabbi Michael Roth, instead of Rabbi Chaskel Roth, they would say Rabbi Michael Roth. Michael, as if it was an English name, Michael. But they meant, of course, the Yiddish, the Hasidic way of pronouncing the word Mekel. They would say Michael, Rabbi Michael Roth. Not a very nice thing to do, but that's what some people do. Anyway, I'm sorry about whom? Rav Moshe Feinstein 100% was Mekel, but if you go through his tshuvas, you'd be shocked to see how many chumras he has. Do you know that he says that you should not put an air conditioner or lights or anything like that on a Shabbos clock? Why? Because it's Mezalzel and Kedusha Shabbos. That, of course, that chumrah was not unginim and was not accepted by the masses of Klal Yisrael, because almost everybody uses a Shabbos clock. But that was Rav Moshe Shitta. We all know Rav Moshe was very, very strong about not having an Erev in Manhattan. And that's why Ariyeh Mazeh, many people are very machmir. But many Rabbanim, very distinguished Rabbanim, disagreed. So Rav Moshe, whatever he held, that's the halacha. I'm not worried about what people will say or won't say. If they can disprove me based on a Rishon and Akron, I'm happy to listen. But don't tell me, Svaris, Heen and Her, it's got to be based on concrete references and Mekoyers. Okay, anyway, let's go back to our Gemara, 6 lines from the bottom. Gufa. We're going back to Yosef ben Yezer. Remember, Yosef ben Yezer was matter three things, and we'll go in order. Gufa, hey, Yosef ben Yezer, Ishreda al Ayil Kamtza Dochein. Ayil Kamtza was the name of a particular grasshopper. He said it's kusher. Al Mashka Beis Mitbachai, that's the Mashka in the Beis Amigdash, in the Azorah, of the Beis Mitbachai, Dochein. Those bloods, those waters are Tohar. Vadikor of Lemisa Misoyev. Someone who gets close to a mess and touches the mess, or you a mess, whatever, what's it in, he becomes tummy. The Karulain, as a result, he got the title Yosef Sharia. Vaitimar, let's go through each one individually. My ayel kam. So which one are you referring to? So em machlokes here between Rav Papa and Rav Chiya bar Ami. Rav Papa omar shushiva, that's the name of the grasshopper. Rav Chiya bar Ami mishmei de ula omar suspil, that's the name of the grasshopper. Rav Papa omar shushiva, the kamiflegi beroy shei oruch. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Bekitzur, Miyat Hashem, we get to Mesechta Zchul, and we're going to deal with this in much greater detail. Rashi says on the last line that there are four simoni tahara by kosher grasshoppers. Number one, Yeshlam Dalet Raglayim, they have to have four legs. Dalet Kanafayim, they have to have four wings. Yeshlam Karsulin, Karsulin are the special feet which they use to jump from place to place. I'm sure there's a fancy English name for it. I don't recall. So they have to have these jumping legs. That's how grasshoppers jump from place to place. And kinof of choifenes rubai, the kinofim that we spoke about, the wings have to cover the majority of the body of the grasshopper. And the Gemara Masechta Chulin asks, what happens if roishoy oruch, if the head of this grasshopper happens to be longer than your regular grasshoppers, who apparently have a smaller head? This has a longer head. Shazokti Yimara, Papa Omer Shushiba, the Kamifagi Beroisha Arach. Shushiba has that simen of the long head. Is that a kosher simen? Or is that a non kosher simen? Mar Sava Roisha Arach, Osir, Mar Sava Roisha Arach Mutter. So therefore, Rabbi Yosi ben Yezer was matter Ayil Kamtza because it has a langa cup, and Roisha Aruch is much. However, Rabbi Barami Meshmei the Ula Amar. No. The Machlokes was not about Shishiba; it was about Suspil, because everybody agrees. But Roisha Aruch Kuli Yamal Pliyidi Asa. That's awesome. That's nothing to talk about. The Shailas got the Suspil. So what is the Suspil different? One of the four simanim was kenafayim choifenes ruba. He has to go and cover roiv of the body of the grasshopper. The question is, what do we mean by roiv? Is 51% enough, or does it have to be 60%, 70%, 80%? Maris of ruba koldu beinan. Roiv is roiv. 51% is roiv. Finished. Kushin. Maris of ruba the minka beinan. It's got to be a roiv that everybody recognizes is roiv. Not that you have to take a ruler and start measuring. You see it immediately. Of course it's roiv. Can't you tell? Come on. If you have any brains, you see that it is covering roiv. So that's a machlekes. Apparently, this suspil, apparently the kenafayim are choifer roiv, but al yidei tchak. Al yidei tchak means, yes, it's 51%, no question. But the tchak means that you cannot go and tell unless you measure it. Take a ruler, measure it, and you'll see. But otherwise, you can't tell. Oh, others disagree with the Yosi ben Ezer, and they say it has to be roiv haminker, nikolay nayim, even without measuring sticks and rulers. Next, he was matahir, mashkebet mitbechaya, dochen. Remember, what means a basement b'chayim? After they shechted the animal, they took the animal to basement b'chayim, and there they went and stripped it of its outside skin, and they also cleaned up the innards with the perish inside, and all that wonderful stuff. Anyway, to accomplish this, they used water, and of course, the animal bled as well, like all animals after its geschachten. Then there's a blood coming out from here, there, and everywhere. Okay, these liquids, Rabbi Yosef ben Yehudah said, dochen, they're tahar. So what does that mean? My dochen, Rav Amar dochen mamish. Means a mamish tahar. What means mamish tahar? That even if a nevela or a sheret would go and touch these liquids, they remain tahar. Can you imagine a nevela or a dead sheret touches these mashkoyis, the basement b'chaim, these mashkoyis remain tahar. Where do we get that from? A little patience and we'll see. Ushmul amid dochem l'tami acher, abtumas atzmat yeshman. If they become tame, because a dead cherit, because a nevela touches it, they're tame, there's nothing to talk about. However, what Biresi ben Yezer said is, they're not mitame acher. In other words, this mashke, any oichel mashke that touches, for that matter, even a odam the kelim, if they touch an avatuma like a nevela or a dead cherit, the actual nevela or dead sheretz is an av, and it's metameh anything and everything to become a rishon. Ah, what happens with that rishon? That rishon never is only metameh oichlan amashke. It's no longer a rishon. Does not have the koyach metameh odem mekelim. Only oichlan amashke. Here our Gemara says Zok Shmuel that the takana of Yosef and Yezer was that even if a nevela touches these mashkaois and they become a rishon, they cannot further transmit the tumah and make a shein. So according to Rav, they themselves don't become tummy at all, they remain tohar, and according to Shmuel, they become tummy, but they cannot transmit the tumah to something else. So now the more explains. Rav Amadochin Mamishka Savatuma Mishmashkin is Rabbanan. That Mishmashke can be a recipient of tumah, susceptible to tumah, that's Rabbanan. Minha Torah, you can take mashke and you can have it touches a mess, it touches a dead sheret, it touches an avela. Makes no difference. Minha Torah, it's tahor. No such thing as mashke being tamei minha Torah. It's only tamei midraban. V'chigaz rabbanan tumah b'mashkin di alma. Where did the Chacham institute the din of tumas mashkin? That's mashkin outside the Beis Medrash. Av mashkin mikvah t'chayim le'gaz rabbanan. But inside the Beis Medrash, the Beis Medrash t'chayim, no gzeira, and therefore even these mashkoyis touch sheretz and veil, whatever, they remain tohar. Rav's psak l'choyre is very difficult to understand because we have a befeirish pasuk. Who's the Befeirish Pasuk? The Pasuk says very, very clearly, Mikola oichal ashe yi'ochel ashe yovei olav mayim yitma. If you have, lemoshel, a dead sheret, and it touches kola oichal ashe yi'ochel, any kosher food that's edible, ashe yovei olav mayim yitma, that was mukshe lekabel tumah through mayim. V'chol mashke ashe yishase, and any mashke that can be drunk, B'chol kli yitma, if it's inside a kli, like a kli cheres, it became tame, yitma becomes tame. So the Torah says, kol mashke yitma. What does Rav do with that pasuk? So Rashi tells us, this is not our kasha, the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim asks that kasha, the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim says, that when it says in the pasuk, kol mashke shase yitma, it really means that it's machshir lekabel tumah. And therefore the way you read the pasuk is, any oichal, Ashiyobi olav mayim yitma, but not only mayim, but any komashke shiyishase was also mashke the kabotuma. That everybody knows because there are seven mashkois which are mashke the kabotuma, and that's the famous. Brother Shai, yad shechadam. Thank you. That is the mnemonic that people know to remember the seven mashkois. Ah, so therefore says Rav, and I tell you, the no such thing is mashke becoming tamei. The only thing that the Torah says that mashkin can go and be machshir the kabbalah. Ushmul amar dochim utam yachir mafutumas atzur yeshbe because sabutumas mashkin diaraisa from the pasuk that we just saw. Okay, so mashkin can be mekabbalah, but how do we know that after mashkin becomes tame that it can transmit tama? Says Shmuel min haTorah in achanam he cannot transmit tama. It's only tame itself. But tell me, achayim that's rabban because rabbanim in mashke di alma mashmid b'chayil loy gozru. So bottom line is we have a machloikis. What did Yosef ben Yezer Ishrei the hold when he said that mashke beikmid b'chayil dochein? Either like Rav that they're totally tahar under all circumstances. It's as if you put them in a freezer, you can touch them with whatever you want and avail them at asheretz with a dead body. Makes no difference. It remains tohar at all times. Mashen kin according to Shmuel. No. It is susceptible to the tumah, it becomes tame. Just can't transmit the tumah further to anything else. And now we get to the third. Baldi Koriv Lamesa Misoi. The Koru Lei Yosef Shari. You remember we asked already in the Omer Aleph. What was the third thing that Yosef ben Yezer did? Whoever touches, the Koriv means he gets close to, which means he touches. Lemesa, mesa means a dead body. The soiv he becomes tameh. Because of that, he got the title Yosef Shai. Faiti Mer, Yosef Asumi Boyle. This third one is a chumra. He's saying the person becomes tameh. Mashma that without him it'd be tor. So don't go and tell me that this is a kula. This is a chumra. Void. Deraisi. What do you mean he's mesakin? It's a pasuk in the Torah. The chesim bechol hashiigal pnei asod bechal cherem by the meis of the etzim adam of a cover. Whoever touches al pnei asod, means it wasn't inside an oil. He touches the chal cherem by the meis. He touches the meis. So what's the din of that person? He becomes tamei. And of course he has to have azos shlishu shvi paraduma. He's saying about that, that's tamei, that's a psachidish, that's a pasuk in the Torah. And for the Gemara, Toiraisa Dikarev Tamei. Men HaToyra, it's only the one that touches the mess himself, touches the actual mess, Lachmon Islami becomes Tamei. Dikarev Dikarev Tohar. What happens if a person touched the person who touched the mess? Oh, Men HaToyra, that's Tohar. But also Inu V'Gazer and other Chacham came and said, no, we're Goyzer, that even the second person also becomes Tamei. Afilu dikrav b'dikrav. In other words, the one that touched the one that touched the mess. One that touched the mess is taket dushteg the Torah, called the shiiga the mess. And now the person who touches the person who touched the mess, he also becomes tamei midirabonan al tzgzeir. And then Yosef Yehuda said, no, look what the raisa, dikar b'dikar, period. And therefore, that the person who touched the person who touched the mess, he remains tough. Frey Timara. And how does that fit into the language? What he's saying is, the only one that becomes Tameh, Dikrev, Lemesa, Messiah. But a person who's a Dikrev, the Dikrev, that the next guy, the derivative person, no, he doesn't become Tameh. Frey Timara, I don't understand what you're talking about. Come on. Look in the Torah. Dikarev, Dikarev, Nami, Deraisu, Dikhsiv. And Chazal Darshan, when it says V'chol HaShi'iga Boi HaTomei, the Tomei is referring to not the mess, we're talking about the person who became Tomei through touching the mess. If he touches somebody else, Yitma, that other person also becomes Tomei. There's a Chafafeirish Apostik. I don't understand what we're talking about. Amru Rabban Kamei Rav Mishmei de Marzutim Rei de Rav Nachman Yom Mishmei de Rav Nachman. He's saying this in the name of Rav Nachman. Remember that the Gemara is going to focus on that in another couple of minutes. He said in the name of Rav Nachman. Dei Raisa Dikare Bidikare Bichiburin Tomashiva Shiloi Bichiburin Tomas Erev. Was in because I feel Shiloi Bichiburin Tomashiva Was Ukma Dei Raisa. What does the Gemara mean? We start off with Nebuchadnezzar. We won't give the mess a name. Nebuchadnezzar, he passed away. Finish. Now, Reuven touches that mess. Clearly, he becomes Tamei. We had the Pasuk, the mace, he's Tamei. Now, what happens if Shimon comes over to Reuven and he says, oi, 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 there's a mess over here? Reuven and Shimon are holding hands at the time that Reuven is touching the mess. Since Reuven and Shimon are holding hands, when Reuven is touching the mess, that's called Tuma Bechiburim. Chiburim means it becomes like an extension cord. And so therefore, it's as if Shimon is touching the mess. And since it's like Shimon touching the mess, it says the Gemara, Min HaToyra, the person would only Mechuyev, he's Takatame, but he's only Tumi Tumas Erev. The Chachomim said, since it's Bechiburim, okay, let's talk about that in a minute. Tumas Erev, Tumas Shiva. So that's it's Bechiburim. What happens if Napi Chiburin? Napi Chiburin means Reuven touched the mess and now he left the mess. And now Shimon touches Reuven. What's his status? Says Imar, Diraisa Dikar Bidikar Bechiburin to Mashiva. If Shimon is touching Reuven, at the same time that Reuven is touching the mess, because Reuven and Shimon, for instance, are holding hands, doesn't have to be holding hands. But you get the point. Shimon touches Reuven, Reuven is touching the mess, and it's all happening at the same time. That not only is Reuven gets a din of Tumas Shiva, but even Shimon gets a din of Tumas Shiva. 7 days, then you have to go and be Mazer, the Mechatos, Bishlishi, Bishvi. Shloi Bechiburin, however, if Shimon touched Reuven after Reuven stopped touching the mess, then it's Tumas Erev. It's only one night. In other words, he should go to the mikveh, and then at night he really becomes tar. For us, even because of the Shloi Bechiburin Tumas Shiva. And now the rabbis, this Chazal, came and they were goyzer, even if Reuven is no longer touching Shimon. Again, even if Reuven is no longer touching the mess, and Shimon touches Reuven, is also to my shiva. That's only midraban. And he said, no. Shimon is touching Reuven, and Reuven is no longer touching the mess. It only is a din of Tumas Erev. It doesn't have a din of Tumas Shimon. Frank Yimara, Deiraisa Mahi. What do you mean? What is this discussion, Deiraisa? Explain to me. Tachsif, Shtayin Pusik. Hanagib emeschol nefesh adam, vitami shivas yam. Person who touches a mess, what's the din? 7 days he becomes tummy. Uksiv. Whoever touches the Tamei, in other words, that Reuven that touched the mess, he also becomes Tamei. Uksiv, and then I have another pasuk. Vanefesh anikas titma ad arev. So why do I have three separate psukim? And I gave a mess. V'chalashi yigabay hatamei. Vanefesh anikas. So Timur Haketzer, I'll tell you why I have three psukim. Kan bechibun, kan shaloi bechibun. The first person, Hanagia ben Meis, is talking about Reuven that touched the mess. He has a din of tummy shivas yam. The pasuk continues on. B'chalei sheyigabay hatamei. That tummy means the Reuven that touched the mess. If he touches anybody else, yitma. If it's bechiburin, he also gets a din of tumas shiva. Nefesh hanigas. The person that touches Reuven shaloi bechiburin. Tumma ma'arev. Doesn't have a din of 7 days, he only din of Tumas Erev. The Chacham added and say he also has a din of Tumas Shiva if it's Bechiburim. That says Reb Yosi Ben Yezer, no, I disagree, I don't give him a din of Tumah. So this is, so now we understand what the heter was that Yosef, he got the name Yosef Shai. That only the Kriv Lameisa, whoever touches the mess himself, Misoyev, he gets a din of Tumas Shiva. However, someone who touches the person who touched the mess, in other words, Shimon that touched Reuven, and Reuven touched the mess, Shiloi Bechi Burim, the Chachamim said that he has a din of Tumas Shiva, I respectfully disagree, there's only a din of Tumas Erev, not a din of Tumas Shiva, and that's how he got the name, Yosef Shai. Amalu Rava, so Rava now, listen to this whole drasha, he says, Lala min lechula tislu bei bukisriki Rav Nachman. Remember we said, I told you, remember that's Rav Nachman. Don't go and be toilet. In other words, don't go and hang on Rav Nachman. Bukisriki. Bukisriki literally means empty barrels. What means empty barrels? In other words, says Rashi, Dvorim she'enem tam. That doesn't make sense. I don't believe in this, what you just told me now, to the Shiva and to the Chiburin, Nish Bechiburin. The whole thing sounds remote, says Rav. Elamai. Hachim Rav Nachman, I'll tell you what Rav Nachman said. Sofik Tumas Tumah, but she said, Avim Hitalehen. You know what Rabbi Yosef and Yezu was matir. If you have a Sofik Tumah, but she said, Avim. Person was walking, but she said, Avim, and he stepped on something, and he's not sure whether he stepped on an Avela, he stepped on a dead chariot, a vice nisht. What's it did? No. Dear Isa, Chare Shigo Lahachmir. No. If it's a Sofik Tumah in Rishus HaRabim, Mutalach. Frank Timura, that's what Yosi Ben Yezer was saying, that gave him the name Yosef Sharia. But Hilchasam Yisoyta Gemiran Law, we learned this halacha from Soita. By Soita it says three times, Benitma, Benitma, Benitma. And the Gemara learns, what do you mean Benitma? We're talking about Tumah. The Gemara says, yo. Ma Soita Rishus HaYachid. As we know, Soita by definition is talking about Rishus HaYachid, means behind closed doors. If we knew what the Soita was, if it was Bishus Rabin, it was publicized, then there wouldn't be a din of Soita. Everybody knows what she did. She wouldn't have to drink the Mayim Maharim. If you had two Adim, you can give this young lady Skila or Sreifa, depending on whether it was an Arusa and a Sua, whether it was like a Baskoyin, Mishka Baskoyin. Anyway, Zoktimara, this din is only Mishas Hayach, but if you're talking about Mishas Rabim, Safi Tum Mishas Rabim is Torah. We're learning from Soita, Masoy Mishas Hayach, Raftum Mishas Hayach. So what's this whole discussion about Yosef and Yezer? It's like a pikant halacha that we had already for many years ago. Everything I'll explain to you. Rabbi Yochanan halacha mein moedim kei. Rabbi Yochanan mutake paskin halacha lemaisa, that if a person became Safi Tum Mishas Rabim, he is Torah. However, in moedim kei, that means that he, Rabbi Yochanan, would not darshan this Rabbah. If you came to him privately and say, Rabbi Yochanan, I have to tell you a terrible story. I was walking down the street this morning, and I stepped on something mushy, and I ignored it. And after that, people told me, you know what you stepped on? That might have been a nevela or a dead cheretz. What do I do? So Rabbi Yochanan would tell him quietly in his ear, you're tohar. Sofek tumer shel berabim is tohar. But he wouldn't darshan it berabim. Why wouldn't he darshan it berabim? Says Rashi, lezalzelu botvei. He was afraid that once you start giving heterim, when it comes to inyani tumah of tahara, so one person will learn from the next person, he'll go and it will evolve into full-fledged open doors vis-a-vis otum v'tahara. You got to be more reserved when you're possibly about these things. V'asa'iyu v'oyre le'iruye, and what Yosef and Yezer held not like Rabbi Yochanan, but rather he paskin v'rabim, and he would give Adrasha, and he would say, Rabbi Yisai, I want you to know, Sofik Tumah, which is Rabim, is Tohar. So that was the third thing. Tana Mihochi, I'll bring you Takarai, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Koyrois Noatz Lehem. This is referring back to Yosef ben Yezer, and he made Koyrois. Koyrois means like beams. Noatz Lehem, he stuck into the ground. It sounds a bit like a metaphor, but from Rashi, it sounds like this is the real McCoy, that he would go around people, fields, and he would put in lines of demarcation by putting sticks into the ground, poles into the ground, to say, this is Rosh Hashanah, this is Rosh Hashanah. If you happen to be on the right side of these poles in Rosh Hashanah, Sofik Tumah Rosh Hashanah, start. In the left side of these poles, Sofik Rosh Hashanah is Tumah. So that's how we would go and make these lines of demarcation. By the way, lav dafka, that these apply to Hilchus Shabbos. He was doing this for purposes of Hilchus Tumah v'Tahara. That's why he put these kodesh into the ground to say, Ad kan Rishus Ram, Ad kan Rishus Ayach. He also came to Rabbi Yanai, Omalahu. When a person would come in front of Rabbi Yanai with such a shayla, Sofik Tumah v'Shus Rabim, Rabbi Yanai was a machmir, Omalahu, he would go and tell him, see, there's a lot of water over there. Bishikasa means deep into the clefts, deep into the subterraneous waters, to Minahara, in the river. Some of the Mefarshim point out, we have a stira. Shikasa sounds like you're going into a well somewhere, and Anor, of course, is a river. So some say, in fact, that these are two separate gersois. Other, in the original Ksavi Kisva Yad, it said Hamai b'Shikasa, and other had a gerso Hamai b'Nahara, and then eventually, over the years, these two gersois merged. What he means, bottom line, is you have a shayla Sofik Tumah. Don't rely on Rabbi Yochanan and the din of Sofik Tumah b'Shus Harabim Mistar. Don't rely on Yosef ben Yezer. Mister, go to a mikvah and be matar yourself, so you have no shaykhs. Okay, we finally ended this whole lengthy shtickl. Very exciting, very interesting. And we go back to the Mishnah by Shlokas. Shlokas means any type of cooked food. It's what we call today bishul akim. That if you have a neighbor that cooked food, even if it's kosher ingredients, everything is kosher b'yusher, don't eat from it. How do we know? So initially the Gemara suggests that this is an Issa D'Oraisa. What's Issa D'Oraisa? It says that when Klal Yisrael got close to Sichon, when they had a Melchama, Sicha V'Oik, so they first told Sichon, let us go through your land, and we're going to be very nice to you. We're not going to have any fights, no disputes, no battles. Rather, Oichel B'Kesef Tashbireini V'Echalti, you can go and sell me food. Umayim B'Kesef Titanli, you can go sell me water. B'Shosisin, I'm going to go and drink. I'm going to be just tayarim, just tourists going through your country, through your land. Let us do that. But of course, Leinosan Tzichoin, he didn't allow that, and did have a big battle, and we know that Klal Yisrael Tishmet Tzichoin. But what's the Lashon of the Pasuk, Oichel B'Kesef Tashbireini? Umayim b'kesef. Gemara makes a hekesh. Kamayim. Mamayim shlo nishtanu. Apoichah shlo nishtanu. Just like water. Water doesn't change. Water remains water, remains water. So just like they said, we're going to go and buy water, unchanged water from you. I'm going to buy from you, oichel, unchanged food. But if it's been changed, because you cooked it, No good, I'm not going to go and eat. What you're telling me is, what happens if you went to a goy? And all he did was he took raw wheat kernels, he put it into an oven or he put it on a grill and he toasted them. They became kloyes. Kloyes means toasted grain. Are you going to come and tell me the asr? Why? Because it's nishtana. It's got to be like mayim shloy nishtana. You can go and heat up water to 212 degrees. The water doesn't change. It's gotten hot, but the water remains exactly the same water as before. However, if I put chitim into the oven and I make it into kloyes, it's changed. Are you going to tell me that it's asr? The chitim hachanami, what time you learn the price? The chitim asr and kloyes. Mutarit, you're allowed to go and buy from a goy chitim asr kloyes. Why? You tell me it's kemayim shloy nishtana. It's kemayim el kemayim mayim shloy nishtana mibriyosa. Just like water has not changed from its original character, its original creation. When you're talking about kloyes, that's also you look at the kloyes. If it wasn't for the fact that you touch it or you bite into it, it looks exactly the same as the original chitzim. Since it looks exactly the same, it's not nishtana mibriyosai, and that's why you're allowed to go and buy kloyes from a guy. What happens if I took chitim and not I, a goy took chitim and betochlan and he ground it up? Are you going to tell me I'm not allowed to buy the flour from him? Because it's changed mibriyosai. Even the kamach is mutter. So you see, even though it's nishtana mibriyosai. Just like water doesn't change its physical character, water remains water, no matter how many times you heat it up on a flame, it doesn't change ayideya or, means from a flame, from fire. And therefore, if you're buying an oichel from a goy, where it has changed mibriyasa ayideya or, until now it was raw potatoes, now it's cooked potatoes. Till now it was raw meat, and now it's cooked meat. So it's nishtan b'biyasa ayideya or through cooking. Then you're not allowed to go and buy it from the goy, even though we're talking about kosher potatoes and kosher meat. Makes no difference. Bottom line is, if it's changed mibriyasa ayideya or, no good. Pray to the orksim, where do you take this from? In the pasuk it just says a hekish mitmain. Who says nishtan b'biyasa ayideya or? Allah says you want midrabanan. What's the reason for the rabbanon? Like we've said many times, chamoyra being chasnas might come to assimilation to a Jewish boy or Jewish girl marrying a goyish boy or girl, and then after that they're going to do avodah zara. Therefore, it's awesome. It's only midrabanon. I wusam mit der pasuk that we just brought mit kesem mit oichel mit mayim. It's a beautiful pasuk. We can cross machta bi'alma. It's just an asmachta, but the real McCoy, it's really midrabanan and not min ha-tira. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai Mitchell, we continued on.